This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Homeowners may shoulder more of the cost for Colorado to rebuild after a wildfire. That's if a new bill passes. It would charge a 0.5% fee of what you currently pay for your homeowner's insurance. The state would pool the money and use it to help limit the hit to insurance companies after a disaster. Protesters arrested during an anti-war encampment at a Denver college are suing campus police. Denverite's Paolo Chalceda.
The 8 plaintiffs include Orrery campus students and professors, as well as members of the public. At the time, campus officials said protesters were violating a long-standing camping ban. But the lawsuit alleges the arrests happened after protesters had taken down their tents. Here's lawyer Azra Taslimi.
I think that shows us that the tents are really the excuse. They really just didn't want the protesters there, and this was really about silencing speech.
Plaintiffs say defending free speech is critical in this moment, as the Trump administration is revoking the visas of dozens of international students, especially targeting those critical of U.S. foreign policy. I'm Paolo Chalceda, Denverite.
The French ambassador to the U.S. is in Colorado and looking for opportunities to grow business here in the face of tariffs. Laurent Billy is attending the Global Space Symposium in Colorado Springs.
Colorado is a good place for French investment. We are the fifth largest investors. The orientation of Colorado on space is interesting for us because we are a nation of engineers. We are second foreign partners of the U.S. for space cooperation.
This is CPR News.